I've had lots of people that will tell me, I don't believe what you preach. I've had some great big preachers tell me that I preach a condemning gospel. I've had that big ones. And some of the big ones that have told me that I preach a condemning gospel, you know, I only have one thing to say to you, that God's word has the answer. In fact, one of the preachers of one of the biggest churches, this guy, I mean, he had been president of the Southern Baptist Convention two or three times, and he was a big preacher, had a great big church, and he's on television all the time. And he had a son that was sick, and another man with a big ministry that called me one day, and he didn't really believe what I taught either. But anyway, as I talked to him, and I told him, and he said, I would love to have you speak at my seminar, but he said, you know, I'd have to change the whole Baptist doctrine for you to teach at my seminar. And I said, well, the king is in control of all this. How many of y'all believe the king's in control of everything? And the king is Jesus, just in case somebody don't know who the king is. Somebody might think the king's Elvis, but you know, no, that ain't my king. My king is Jesus Christ, the Lord of lords. You know, the reason I say that, because I've been places before in restaurants, and somebody says, praise the king. Oh, they said, you an Elvis fan? I said, I've heard of Elvis Presley, but I said, he's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Well, but anyway, this man, as I was talking, in fact, the man's name that I'm talking about right now was the big ministry that called me. His name's Bill Gothard. Some of you have heard of Bill Gothard. You know, he's a great man. He has a big ministry, has several thousand people working with him and for him, and he speaks every year to tens of thousands. And he wanted me to speak in one of his conferences. But he said, I just can't go along with what you teach, that sickness and sin go hand in hand. And I said, well, you know, Bill, I said, all I can say is if, you know, God wants me to speak at your conference, I said, he'll make a way. I said, I didn't call you. I don't even know who you are. But I said, you know, I'm just a little farmer or a little guy out here. And I said, if God wants me to speak at your conference, he'll have me speak there. And if he don't, then I won't. So it's not a big deal. I don't care. I'm not trying to make a name for myself out in the big ministry. That's not what I do. But anyway, about two or three, 4 weeks goes by, and he called me one day, and he said, Thurman, I've been listening to some of your stuff. And he said, I have a young man by the name of Andy that works for me. He's my right-hand man. He's a young man, but said, he's sick. He's come in today in a walker. Now, he's only 22 or 3 or something, 4 years old. He's not old at all. He's a young man. And he said, he's come down with a back problem, and he's walking with a walker, and he naturally does what almost all Christians do when his back started hurting him. Instead of going to the king, he goes to the doctor. And so he goes to the doctor, and the doctor checked him, and the doctor told him that he's going to have to either get off of his feet, he's going to have to quit working, or he's going to have to slow down, do certain things. And all of these three items, he told him, all led to surgery in anywhere from 1 to 3 months. Now, I don't want to hear being operated on my back when I'm 21 or 2 or 3 years old, or I don't want to hear about my back operation if I'm 70 years old. I don't want no surgeries. And so anyway, he knew nothing else to do. But Bill says, Andy, why don't we call Thurman and see what he has to say about this? So he called me, and I said, well, Bill, the boy's got a sin in his life. And he said, Thurman, you keep telling me that. And he said, but you know, Andy's the finest young man I know. He's been with the ministry. He doesn't sin any way that I know of. I said, but you know, God knows everything, and you don't know everything. So I said, put him on the phone. So he put him on a speakerphone, and I start talking to Andy. And I start, is he a Christian? You know, are you really born again? You know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Oh, yes. And so we go on and on and on, and I keep asking him questions and questions. I ask him if he grumbles and complains, because, see, I know that's a sin. Well, no, sir. He said, I do my best to never grumble and complain. Well, obviously, all these things were true. He obviously is a very fine young man to be in his 20s. And so finally, I get down after 45 minutes or whatever it was, I finally said, okay, Andy, you do seem to be a very, very upright young man. I said, you're not a normal young man. So now I know why you work for Bill Gothard. You know, because I believe with all my heart a man like Bill Gothard wants to surround himself with men of God. And that's what this young man was. Although he was young, he was very godly, very pure, very clean, very holy. But I said, so the only thing I can come up with, I said, do you know what Matthew 18:19 says? He said, no, sir. I said, would you open your Bible to Matthew 18:19? Now, we'll have Dave put that on the screen for us here so you can read this scripture of Matthew 18:19. Now, see, if we believe God's word, if we come down with a back injury, if we know that all of our sins are repented of, we should use this scripture. This scripture says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them for my Father, which is in heaven. Now, is that an awesome promise? So why does nobody in the church use that? When we get sick, why do we go to the doctor? I mean, is that an awesome promise from God, young lady? Are we all the same? Do we almost never use the scripture? Do we? No, we almost never use the scripture. We get sick, what's the first thing we do? Well, we try to take some kind of medication we can get off the store. And if that don't work and we get worse and worse and worse, like Andy did, and you get to where you can't stand up, you go to the doctor. It appears the church never goes to the doctor. We only have one real doctor. Y'all know that? And his name's Jesus. Just in case we don't know who he is, his name is Jesus. Well, I said, do you believe that? He said, well, I guess I do. I said, there's your sin. Unbelief of the promises of God. He said, unbelief's not a sin. I said, oh, yes. Unbelief of God's promises is definitely a sin. And I said, it'll keep you bound, keep you sick, and everything. I said, Andy, tell God, I said, read that out loud to me a couple of times. And he read Matthew 18:19. I said, now, did Jesus make you a guarantee that he would heal you or whatever you asked for? He said, well, yes, sir, he did. I said, well, then tell him you're sorry. You didn't believe him. So over the phone, he says, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm so sorry that I didn't believe that promise. He said, Lord, I've been doing my best to walk totally, completely holy in your presence. And see, God knew his heart, didn't he? And he knew his heart was unbelief. And so he repented. I said, now then, Andy, I said, I would like to pray the prayer of faith for you based around Matthew 18:19. You see there, the king did say I could ask for anything, didn't he? He said, yes, sir, he did. I said, now, do you believe that now? When I pray for you, you're going to be healed. He said, yes, sir. If Jesus made me that guarantee, he said, I can believe the king. Now, see, that's where we all need to get, isn't it? And so I said, okay, Father, thank you for forgiving your little son, Andy, here. He's repented for his unbelief. I said, now, Father, on behalf of Matthew 18:19, I ask you to do a supernatural healing on the boy. I said, raise him up, completely heal him, to let him know, and him and Bill, to prove to them that this sickness and sin deal goes hand in hand. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done. I said, Andy, call me tomorrow with your praise report. And I hung up the phone. Now, do you hear any faith in that? Now then, you didn't hear me say, now, if it's God's will, maybe you'll get healed. You didn't hear that, did you? No, I don't go there no more. If God made me and Andy a guarantee, now, do you see that verse as a guarantee? And he's a faith God. And he says, if you don't believe, I'll do what I said. He said, you're unstable and you're unfaithful in all your ways. And he said, you need not think I'll do anything for you. Well, that's in the scripture too. You know where that's found? James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. I want to take you to James 1, 6 and 7. And I want you to see what happens when you don't believe God. Now, that was an awesome promise he made in Matthew 18:19, wasn't it? What did he say you and me could ask for? Did he put a limitation on it? No, no limitation. Do you think he's big enough to fulfill anything we can ask for?
Yes, sir.
Oh, beyond our wildest dreams, the king can answer beyond. You got to get to where you think like God. Because as a human being, a man or a woman, you'll think when you see something really big, you'll think, wow, now that person's got this. Ooh, now that, you know. Oh, this one over here's got a headache. Oh, let me come over here and pray for him. I can bleed for a headache. But this one over here is paralyzed and can't walk and got his back crushed. Oh, I don't know if God can do that or not. That's where we live. Y'all know where I'm coming from? That's where we live. Now, with God, if this man has a crushed back, you know how easy it is for him to fix that crushed back? If you can step into faith, bam, in a heartbeat. I've seen him do it. You know, so look what he says. But let him ask in faith in James 1:6. Let him ask in faith. How much wavering? How much? You mean we can't waver at all? But God would never do that to us. You ask anybody in the church, do you think if you pray for something, you have to pray in faith, nothing wavering? They say, well, God understands. He knows that I don't have much faith. And he does. He knows that you don't have much faith. And so you might as well not ask him for nothing. Because when you start wavering, that doesn't move his hand, does it? He says, how much wavering? Ooh, now that changes the way we do business, doesn't it? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, no wavering, none, zilch, absolutely zero. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you waver just a little bit, what are you going to get from God? Now are you beginning to understand why we don't get much from God? Well, Lord, if it's his will. I mean, Matthew 18:19, I know what he said, but maybe it's not his will to heal Andy. Now, did he say it was his will to heal Andy? Yes. Well, somebody said, well, I don't know a verse that confirms that. Well, let me take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, and I want to show you that this promise, somebody says, I had a woman one time say, well, but maybe that promise is not yes for me. Now, see, you can think, oh, you can just get into all these ways of thinking things. That must be what we think, you know, that, you know, I mean, God, he surely wouldn't forgive me. And, I mean, you know, I've been too bad, and or, you know, I've done this or I've done that. And we get to rationalizing everything, don't we? When we say, Lord, I repent, are you forgiven? Sure.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.